Zaffa Books presents Silke's Journey, written by Heather Morris and read by Louise Brearley. To my grandchildren, Henry, Nathan, Jack, Rachel and Ashton. Never forget the courage, the love, the hope given to us by those who survived and those that did not. This is a work of fiction, based on what I learnt from the first-hand testimony of Lale Sokolov, the tattooist of Auschwitz, about Cecilia Silke Klein, whom he knew in Auschwitz-Birkenau, from the testimony of others who knew her, and from my own research. Although it weaves together facts and reportage with the experiences of women survivors of the Holocaust and the experiences of women sent to the Soviet Gulag system at the end of the Second World War, it is a novel and does not represent the entire facts of Silke's life. Furthermore, it contains a mix of characters, some inspired by real-life figures, in some instances representing more than one individual, others completely imagined. There are many factual accounts that document these terrible epochs in our history, and I would encourage the interested listener to seek them out. For more information about Cecilia Klein and her family, and about the gulags, please keep listening after the end of the audiobook. I hope that further details about Silke and those who knew her will continue to come to light once the book is published. Heather Morris, October 2019. Chapter 1. Auschwitz Concentration Camp, 27th of January, 1945. Silke stares at the soldier standing in front of her, part of the army that has entered the camp. He is saying something in Russian, then German. The soldier towers over the 18-year-old girl. Du bist frei. You are free. She does not know if she has really heard his words. The only Russians she has seen before this in the camp were emaciated, starving, prisoners of war. Could it really be possible that freedom exists? Could this nightmare be over? When she does not respond, he bends down and places his hands on her shoulders. She flinches. He quickly withdraws his hands.
Sorry, I didn't mean to scare you, he continues in halting German.
Shaking his head, he seems to conclude she doesn't understand him. He makes a sweeping gesture and slowly says the words again.
You are free. You are safe. We are the Soviet army and we are here to help you.
I understand, Silke whispers, pulling tight the coat that hides her tiny frame. Do you understand Russian? Silke nods yes. She grew up knowing an East Slavic dialect, Rusyn.
What's your name? He asks gently.
Silke looks up into the soldier's eyes and says in a clear voice, My name is Cecilia Klein, but my friends call me Silke.
That's a beautiful name, he says.
It is strange to be looking at a man who is not one of her captors and is so healthy. His clear eyes, his full cheeks, his fair hair protruding from beneath his cap.
Where are you from, Silke Klein?
Memories of her old life have faded, become blurred. At some point, it became too painful to remember that her former life with her family in Bardejov existed.
I'm from Czechoslovakia, she says in a broken voice.
Auschwitz-Birkenau concentration camp, February 1945. Silke has been sitting in the block, as close as she can get to the one stove that provides heat. She knows she has already drawn attention. The other able-bodied women, her friends included, were forcibly marched out of the camp by the SS weeks ago. The remaining prisoners are skeletal, diseased, or they are children. And then there is Silke. They were all meant to be shot, but in their haste to get away themselves, the Nazis abandoned them all to fate. The soldiers have been joined by other officials, counterintelligence agents, Silke has heard.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?